Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 24th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny and a half, closing at 374 and three quarters. November beans up a penny and three quarters, closing at 894 and a quarter. And December wheat down a penny and a quarter, closing at 481 and three quarters. The beans opened up higher on rumors that the Chinese were looking to buy 2 to 3 million metric tons of beans, which they have already probably bought about 1.2 million of that. There were no export sales announced this morning, so the markets, backed off because of that. There was apparently a trade deal with Japan that fell through at the last minute. So there's a lot of uncertainty in these markets. Speaker of the House Pelosi said she's going to announce this afternoon that she plans to open up an impeachment inquiry against the president that initially had the markets moving, stock markets moving sharply lower. But after the initial sell-off, the stock market rallied back all but really about 100 points. So it's anybody's guess of what the real reaction will be tomorrow if she does make that announcement. There is going to be, it looks like there's going to be a frost, Montana, North Dakota, maybe Minnesota, into Michigan, Wisconsin, over the weekend. It would do some damage with the crops running as late as they are. But again, it's not a huge area. But, again, it's something to shave yields out here. We didn't see, as I mentioned before, the Chinese announcements today. If they have bought some beans, we should see it by tomorrow's export sales at 8 o'clock in the morning. Wheat, soft again. Traders are buying corn, selling wheat. Minneapolis wheat was up another 6-7 cents today off of the possible freeze and the terrible conditions there. They still have a fair amount of crop to get out of the fields. And apparently the cold weather is really taking, and wet weather is taking a toll on protein levels there. So they're buying Minneapolis, selling Chicago as well. The dollar was down 29 ticks today, under 98 cents. If we could get two closes under 98, that would be helpful for the grains. But I would expect a wild day tomorrow. The president is apparently going to release the transcript of the phone call with the Ukrainian president. So it should give us some indication of if there's anything of substance there. So it could be a wild day tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.